Afghans are paying their respects to the man many believed would lead a post-Taliban Afghanistan. Ceremonies are taking place in Kabul and in the provinces in memory of the legendary Mujahideen commander Ahmad Shah Massoud. Massoud gained fame fighting the Soviets in the 1980s. Their inability to defeat him earned him the nickname the Lion of the Panjshir. Later, he prevented the Taliban from conquering all of Afghanistan. A year ago today, Massoud was killed by what the Northern Alliance says were two Al-Qaeda suicide bombers posing as journalists. Some Massoud supporters say the assassination was a prelude to the September 11th attacks in the United States. Massoud Khalili, a close friend of Massoud's, was with him when the bomb went off, but survived. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports on Khalili's recollection of that day.
Massoud Khalili moves slowly, almost gingerly, as he enters the room to greet visitors. Exactly 1 year after the attack, he says there are still 300 bits of shrapnel in his left leg and right shoulder. He has lost sight in his right eye, but not the pain in it, Khalili says, and he can no longer hear out of his right ear.
But overall, I'm better, recovering fast, faster than expected by doctors. The plastic surgeries are fine. I can walk a little bit, do my meetings, and I've started my, if not normal life, but going to be normal very soon.
In early September last year, Khalili had come to Afghanistan from India for talks with his friend and leader. On the morning of September 9th, Khalili remembers, the two men agreed they would spend the afternoon reading poetry on the banks of a nearby river. But first, Khalili says, Massoud had to give an interview to two journalists who'd been waiting for more than a week.
I do remember everything. Two Arabs entering the room, sitting one on the left side of Commander Massoud, 1 meter off, another one, 1.5 meter in front of us, behind the table, me on the right of Massoud, shoulder to shoulder, and 2-3 others. I said, what paper do you represent? He said, I'm not a journalist. I belong to Islamic centers all over the world. And I told Commander very slowly, he is not journalist. He belongs to that part of... Then I stopped. He understood that I meant Al-Qaeda and Taliban and Osama bin Laden. He just touched my hand and said, let him start his questions.
As one of the men prepared his camera, the other told Commander Massoud his questions, Khalili says. There were 15 in all. Most were about bin Laden. Khalili says he became worried at this point. Commander Massoud, he says, was worried as well, but went ahead with the interview anyway.
So then Commander said, tell the cameraman to start. Then a poisonous smile I'd never forget, that when I watched the cameraman, and he was ready and he told that, I'm ready. And his smile to me, his smile and the way he looked it into my eyes, always I remember.
The cameraman's colleague, Khalili says, asked just one question. What is the current situation in Afghanistan? Then the bomb exploded.
I was conscious for 2 minutes. I saw the fire, the smoke. Again, I saw the window. Then I told myself that this is because of these two. And the fire was rushing to me and I felt it. This is the time that I got totally blacked out. Others tell me that what happened. They rushed to the room, and I found the room half burning. A commander was there and full of smoke, and still I was shouting. Then I was pushing them by force and saying, don't help me, help him. Then again, I opened my eyes, and that is the last glance of mine seeing my friend Commander after being 23 years close friends. And his face was full of blood. We were just close, 1 inch. I told myself, oh, he is dying, and I am dying too.
The bombers were killed immediately. Ahmad Shah Massoud died before reaching the hospital, though his lieutenants kept the news secret for 4 days, afraid that it would sow panic among his troops and give the Taliban and Al-Qaeda the chance to crush the Northern Alliance once and for all. The 4 days bought the Northern Alliance enough time to organize a succession and a defense. Khalili says there is no doubt that Massoud's assassination and the attacks in New York and Washington 2 days later were linked, that Massoud had to be eliminated before the attacks on America could proceed.
They waited for Commander Massoud to be killed first. This is a fact now. It is on the ground, the reality, that kill Commander, occupy Afghanistan, give a gift to Mullah Omar, have a place for training again. Then Al-Qaeda will be chased by America. Where they should go? Afghanistan.
If that was the plan, it almost succeeded. But the Northern Alliance held, then got help from the Americans, driving Al-Qaeda and the Taliban from power. Since then, portraits of Massoud have sprouted like weeds all over Kabul and the surrounding countryside, in shops, in restaurants, on the windshields of cars. There are even posters now in some shops that project Massoud as the winner of the 2002 Nobel Peace Prize. In death, the larger-than-life commander got even bigger. Some observers worry this quasi-deification is simply an attempt by Massoud's ethnic Tajik-dominated party to use his image to increase their own power at the expense of the ethnic Pashtuns. Massoud Khalili acknowledges this may be happening, but says Ahmad Shah Massoud would not approve.
He was for Afghanistan, for all the nation, for Pashtuns and non-Pashtuns. He was a modern, democratic-minded person. He has a great legacy and should be followed and should not be forgotten. But if some people do use Massoud as a shield and sit behind that, that's what I don't want. And this is what Massoud didn't want himself.
Had he not been killed, there is little doubt Ahmad Shah Massoud would today be leading Afghanistan instead of President Hamid Karzai. While some people say the growing instability in the country, including last week's car bombing and the attempt on President Karzai's life, would not have happened if Massoud had lived, Khalili disagrees. He says that President Karzai is doing a good job under difficult circumstances to bring peace to a country that's known little for more than 20 years.
You cannot say that if Massoud was here, these incidents would have been not occurring here in this land. No, this is terrorism. With him, we had maybe a greater hope to reach to the goal. With these people, still we have hope, because Mr. Karzai is also a moderate, modern person. We cannot afford to lose this government. This government is here to bring ceasefire, maintain ceasefire, and take us to peace and real stability. If we lose this, God knows when we will be able to gain it back.
Yesterday, on the first of three official days of mourning, President Karzai traveled to the Panjshir Valley to pray at Massoud's mausoleum. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kabul.